We're doing the laws of Rechilut. We're up to page Reish Yud Bet, the fifth chapter of Ilchot Rechilut. And this is a very important halacha, what we're about to read here. V'imuroi b'chavero, if a person notices about his friend, devarim anikrim shurutze leaziko, where things are recognizable, you see that he seems to be intent on harming you. Bigufo or bimamono. It doesn't matter if you know someone is trying to harm you physically or you know someone is trying to harm you monetarily. Sometimes you know someone is destroying your reputation. How are you ever going to get married if they destroy your reputation? Sometimes you know someone's trying to destroy your business's reputation. So if a person notices things that indicate that could be his friend or this person is trying to harm them, even if until now no one told you that he is, you are permitted to ask people and try to verify and ask, is he trying to harm me? Is he trying to harm me in this or that or the other thing? In order to know how to protect oneself from it. Then lo lachush, and a person doesn't have to be worried. Shal yedeze yisubav sheyisapru bnei adam bignuto. A person doesn't have to worry. Hey, if I keep asking them, is he trying to harm me? Is he trying to harm me? Then maybe people will start saying he's a bad guy. You have to find out if you think someone's trying to harm you. You're entitled to find out if they are or aren't, and that does not fall under the heading of the lashon hara. We're allowed to protect ourselves. We're allowed to find out if someone is trying to harm us. So that's the Chafetz Chaim over here. Now, some practical challenges in this. People have a hard time discerning between what they're supposed to say and giving their own personal opinion. So let's say we have a guy, we'll call him, what do we call him? Frank, okay? Frank is concerned that Bob is ruining his reputation, is out to destroy his reputation, is out to destroy his ability to build a business, his ability to get married, etc. Then Frank goes to people and asks, is Bob trying to harm me? Do you know what's going on here? Now, people have to answer facts. People should say, I know Bob has been saying X about you, or I know Bob has been doing Y in order to harm you. Those are facts. What becomes difficult is that people add their own opinion. Bob always speaks badly about people. Bob is always looking to harm people. Bob, you wouldn't want to do business with Bob. They start telling you all kinds of things that you didn't ask. And this is where it becomes challenging. Meaning the idea of collecting information that's permissible to collect is also a realm in halacha. We're allowed to protect ourselves. We're supposed to protect ourselves. So on the one hand, I'm entitled to ask the question. The challenge becomes that the people who give the answers don't give dry facts. They tell you, oh yeah, let me tell you about Bob. I didn't ask you about Bob. I asked you specific things. I need to know. And it's a very big challenge knowing how to balance my need to know with other people's inclination to tell. And then they want to tell things that are out of the realm of what they're allowed to tell me. And again, in this area, sometimes being direct is less productive. Sometimes it's better to just say, you know what, the other stories may be a different time. Let's just focus on what I need to know. Right now I need to, very often when it comes to Lashon Hara, if you try to tell people, I think this is Lashon Hara, they'll tell you, no, let me just tell you why it's true. Or I'll just tell you one thing. It's as though if people sense that you're trying to stifle what they're telling, then they feel a greater urge to tell it. And that's why very often in Lashon Hara, it's better to switch the subject or find a different reason why we won't discuss this right now. That's my experience. Very often that's going to be far more effective to get the Lashon Hara off topic than to start going directly and saying, you know, I think this is Lashon Hara. So that's, on the one hand, we have this, and this is an important component. On the other hand, it's something that we have to analyze as we do it to ensure that it doesn't break the bounds of what's permissible. Another example is, we can ensure not to have this conversation in front of other people. Other people don't have to hear about this. These are the things we can think about to ensure to limit to limit the damage control here. And again, this comes up also in the realm of shiduchim, in the realm of business relationships. A person called me up this year and said they don't know why, but everyone refuses to go out with him. Now, I don't know, it was the mother of a guy, not from here. I never met the lady, I never met her son. She called me up to check out a specific girl who lived in our community. And as she was asking me about the girl and her family, she said, you know, I don't know if I should even be spending the time, because it's very likely that she, like many other people, won't even agree to go out with my son. So she's going on and on and telling me how there's nothing wrong with him and he's a good guy, and she doesn't know why. So many people just say no. So I said to her, you know, I don't know you and I don't know your son, but what you might want to do is check out your references. Sometimes there's one reference who says things that cause people to stay away from a person. And that reference sometimes doesn't do it intentionally. Sometimes a person means to say positive, but the way they present it can cause a person to lose their reputation. So again, we can try to protect our name. We can try to find out if someone's trying to harm us monetarily or physically. We have to think how to do it in a way that is within the confines of halacha. Yes.